Hey guys, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. With some unfortunate breaking news, it does look like Markelle Fultz took a non-contact injury. It looks like it was an injury to his knee, and the sort of non-contact injury that ends up being incredibly serious. So it's looking like he's going to miss significant time, possibly the entire season. Still too early to tell, but he did have to be carted out. He could not walk under his own power. So it's not looking very good for his fantasy prospects. It's very rough. He's a guy I was looking forward to seeing him grow and develop. And that's an incredibly tough blow for him to get an injury of that variety. What players do we target now that he's been injured? Well, one natural option is Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony is their rookie point guard. And someone that I've hyped up a bit and I've talked about in the past, if he gets minutes, possibly because Michael Carter-Williams is dealing with an injury, that Cole Anthony would be able to produce. But now with the injury to Markelle Fultz, it's almost a guarantee he's going to be getting a ton of minutes really quickly. He's a guy that's possibly going to hurt your field goal percentage, but I think he'll also be able to help your assist. And I think as the season goes on, he'll become more efficient and has the potential of being a dynamic scorer. Somebody else on the team I would keep an eye on is Terrence Ross. Terrence Ross has already been doing really well, but now that Markelle Fultz is gone, I can see Terrence Ross taking on more offensive responsibility. And if he continues playing the way he's been playing, it's probably not sustainable, but he should have higher usage now and more opportunity to produce. So if you have Terrence Ross, I would hold on to him for right now. For a very deep format, somebody else that comes to mind is Dwayne Bacon. I would say maybe 18 or 20 team leagues. He's not a dynamic scorer or fantasy player by any stretch, but he was already getting a decent amount of minutes before the injury to Markelle Fultz. So I can see him being one of the players that's going to benefit from Fultz's absence. Evan Fournier is another person who's probably going to benefit as well, having the ball in his hands more. He's a decent passer and ball handler, so he's probably going to have to handle the ball more with Markelle Fultz being injured. It's really sad to see Markelle Fultz go down in this way. He is one of my favorite comeback stories after having a very rough start in Philadelphia, going to an Orlando Magic team and kind of showing that he does have the skills and talent to be in the NBA. A very tough blow, especially to a team who was already dealing with serious injuries to Jonathan Isaac. Hopefully he can bounce back strong, and seeing all of these players coming back from injury stronger than ever, at least that gives me a little confidence that we will still see Markelle Fultz come back hopefully soonish and still come back strong and hopefully stay on that trajectory he was on, because things were looking really rosy for him. All right, just wanted to give you this quick update because there are big fantasy implications. You might want to run to your waiver wire and pick up Cole Anthony because he's going to be flying off the waiver wire. I already had him in my Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash Subscriber League, so no need to rush for him. But if you're in one of those deeper formats, like I said, Dwayne Bacon might be available, and he may be getting some more playing time. All right, guys, until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Have a great night.